Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 80. Ta-da! I don't know what that means. It just felt appropriate at the time. So there's this story that just keeps sticking with me since the moment I heard it, and I don't know why, but it does. There's a lot more bigger things in the world I should be, like, annoyed with, but that's just what bothers me, or it concerns me, or something. Is the story about Donald Trump, and I'm so sorry to go to Donald Trump, but he's so fascinating. So the story about Donald Trump, when he gets done with a document, he rips it up. Like, I first thought it was a joke, and then I realized there was a bunch of news stories about it all over the place. So not so much a joke. And I think what I never learned in the stories that I saw, and I didn't do a ton of research, but is why the guy got fired. So the guy who was, okay, so Trump rips up these documents because he's done with them. That apparently signifies he's done with them. They said it's his, quote, filing system, unquote, which is fascinating. I'm like, I want to be able to just do that because that would save me a lot of room in my filing cabinets. Probably not impress the auditors very much, which just speaks to the whole auditors, taxes, just that way. How does that work? I can't imagine the man hasn't been audited and needed paperwork. And does somebody else just like, don't let him touch it, sign it and take it away? Like, how does that work? So he takes these papers, these presidential papers, and he rips them up. And then somebody has to go through his garbage, take them and re-put them back together like a puzzle, like a jigsaw puzzle. And I guess sometimes that they're written if he didn't like something or whatever, I guess it's smaller pieces. So it apparently takes hours to do this. I don't know if it's hours for one document or hours for the documents for that day. I don't know that they were clear. But this was going on at least for a year, and I don't know that I saw any clarity in any of the information that I saw that it stopped. The thing that fascinates me is, A, we have to pay a person, a records person, to put these documents back together, which, again, there's a lot of other things we pay people for that's stupid. Pay people for that is stupid. Or needless, I guess, is the better word. It's something that could not have to happen that is happening. This seems like one of those things. I realize in the amounts of money we spend on a lot of other things, it's not a huge amount of money to pay somebody's salary. I feel bad for this person who has to do this. This is just like, oh my gosh, could you just not wait to get done with this job? But then the guy got fired, and that's what I don't understand, is why the guy got fired. I'm assuming he got fired from everything that I learned was that he said he's part of the leaking of the information that Trump does this. Why is this hideable? Like, I mean, in some ways I wish they would hide this and this was just one more thing we just don't need to know about Trump. But at the same time, I kind of feel like we do. Like, I would like to know that then when I go to look at documents in some museum and they're Trump documents and they're all full of scotch tape, I will then believe that it's an actual document. And I would like to see that. Like, that's just the weird thing about this president. I mean, there's a billion of them. And it would be nice if this was the weird thing about this president. Like, if he was really rocking at his job and we, you know, and it was just like, he had all the other bullet points of a great employee, but gave fantastic speeches, whatever. But he ripped up papers and that was like the annoying thing that he did. And I'm not even sure that that's okay. Like, I'm thinking if I worked at a company, and some high-level person, okay, maybe because they're high-level it wouldn't work, but let's just take somebody in a job and let's not pretend they're too high to have somebody tell them, you're a jerk and stop doing that, and if you don't, you have to go away. I can imagine previous companies that I would work for would say, geez, you're wasting our time and money. And so no, you know, even if you do your job pretty well, or you do your job well, so we're giving you a warning, don't do that. Knock it off. Don't rip up paper. It's like, it feels like you're talking to a dog. Don't rip up my homework, little puppy. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know why this is so annoying. There's so many other things to be annoyed about. I think it's just one of those things. It's like, okay, this just feels really solvable. And this is just grown-ups don't do this. Or maybe they do, but we don't hire them for jobs. Or we have concerns about them and we try to get them help. I don't want my accountant, like, ripping up paper. Like, this is not an acceptable thing in many jobs. And as the president, this is a pretty big deal. These are documents that are, like, important. And clearly, you know, Hillary got her butt kicked a billion times for doing things with documents that, according to some assessments, not really that bad and not the most important documents in the world. I don't know what all he's ripping up and what he's not, but they're documents that need to be clearly kept. And I can see this happening day one, or not, hopefully not, well, maybe day one, whenever he perceives something, oh, boom, 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 rip it up. And somebody's like, dude, not okay. Here's why. Because we have to keep these as records. This is just how this gig works. Sorry. And you go, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. That's like, okay, it's a really bad habit. I'm going to try not to do that anymore. And then you just don't do it. Or something. Or you hand all your papers to somebody. Get an intern that is goes out of your hand, and that person's job is to take your papers so that you can't touch them anymore. And I just like, why is this so hard? Why is this not something that he can not do? Or if he's still doing it, there's a possibility that he isn't. It just was not clear in anything that I saw or read or heard. And so I'm thinking of my cat. I had a cat, a lovely cat, very smart, really good kid. And she had a thing for toilet paper. So I couldn't have toilet paper within her reach. So what do? We just took the toilet paper and put it out of her reach. And if I or somebody else trying to be nice put the toilet paper within her reach, not for her to reach it, but for the rest of us, like put it on the toilet paper roll where she could easily reach. I remember coming into the bathroom one time and finding her paws up, mouth knee deep in the, I guess, nose deep in the toilet paper. And she just looked at me like, okay, I know you hate me right now, and I don't even understand what's going on right here, but I cannot help it. It's like in my blood. I have to do this. I have to tear up this toilet paper. Bah. I took the toilet paper away. I cleaned it up. She got a few unkind words said to her, and then we moved on. And I don't think it ever happened again in her lifetime. Like, this isn't something that happened every day. So I was able to manage my cat to stop doing toilet, and she had a problem with it. We all knew, and I think she knew that it was a problem. I don't know. I can imagine other presidents, like, I don't know. Imagine like Nixon, you know, if he was doing this. I don't know why I keep ripping up the sheets. I just can't help it. Of course, I suppose with Nixon in history, it would be more like, I am not a sheet ripper upper. I don't know what you're talking about. Would we let that go? What would happen? I don't know. And probably back then we would hide it, and then we'd hear about it 20 years later and be like, this is the weirdest thing people do. But I guess it's, you know, who knows? It's not the weirdest thing people do. Now we just hear about it like real time, sort of. Media is weird. Anyway, that's my thought for the day that I can't quite get out of my head. So enjoy your morning. Enjoy your tea. I am happily drinking my typical morning beverage of Davidson's, I think, organic green gunpowder tea. That's what I'm typically making, tea or coffee, but that's it. It's really good. If you like tea, you should try these guys. I just saw a list of tea companies that have like a lot of toxins, and so if you drink tea and you dry tea, and therefore you're getting a concentrated pile of chemicals, if there's chemicals and pesticides and stuff like that on your tea. Hence the kind of reason that I try to drink organic tea. So I found this Davidson's, it got a pretty good review, and then it wasn't on the list of companies that were really high in pesticides. So it shouldn't be at all, right? I mean, it's organic, that's the way it should be, but I was happy to see that it wasn't like a quote total, the information that I saw was correct, at least so, or at least somewhat correct, hopefully totally correct. All right, I will stop rambling and finish my tea and go on with my day. Have a great one. Thank you so much for listening. Check the rest of the episodes out at morningswithastranger.com. Facebook at morningswithastranger @ no spaces. Have a wonderful and productive day.